So today we heard that statement from Vestry on what we believe we should be working towards as a church. And this is based on Micah 6:8. You know, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good. What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And I'm not going to go into the whole background of Micah and what he's saying here, but it's really worthwhile if you get a chance to actually just read Micah, what he's saying to God's people at that time, 6 centuries before Christ. But Vestry has brought this after our church has looked seriously at ourselves, with trained help and much support, and much has been revealed. So what does the Lord require of us in the light of this? And that's where we think the statement from Micah has something to say to us. What is it to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God, to do what is right, to put a priority on mercy, to be a person of humility centered on God, putting him first rather than oneself in every circumstance? Now, it's probably easier for us to work this out in a practical example. So I'm going to ask, how do we relate to the person we consider difficult? What is acting righteously towards someone we don't get on with involve? How do we show mercy towards them? How do we be humble and God referenced when confronted by someone who makes our life difficult? With all relationships at some time, and particularly in every church, this is an issue. God draws all sorts of people to himself. Some of those people are different from the sort of people we might naturally be friends with. Some of them have experienced very different circumstances in their lives from our own. Some of them have really big problems that only God can begin to address as they come to him. Some of them will be challenging to us in all sorts of ways. I'm sure you can immediately bring to mind people you find it difficult to relate with or even bear with. Yet the Bible tells us we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves, in Romans 15. So how do people typically deal with those others who make life difficult for them? I'll tell you what I've often seen. People speak of them in negative ways, complain about them, give their assessment of what is wrong with that person, give them a label which enables them to be put in some sort of category where they don't have to be shown the same sort of respect and care we might show others. People do what our second reading from James warns against. They use their tongues to spread gossip and slander about the difficult person, poison the surroundings with their negative words about what that person is or does, even though they are also made in the image of our and likeness of our God. People even feel justified in twisting the truth or inventing stories and lies about that difficult person, so that others may truly identify with how difficult the speaker finds that person to be. And if that person walks away hurt, well, it was only for the better of those left behind. That person could hardly be someone open to God's work in their lives, or someone God was drawing to himself, could they? They didn't really belong or fit. They would be better off elsewhere. They weren't really committed to fitting in with the group. Have you noticed this sort of behaviour at all at any time? But what does this verse say God requires us to do, even in regard to the difficult person? To act justly. That is to do right by them. We all know we are to love each other as Christ loved us, even to the point of denying ourselves and taking up our cross, as is mentioned in our gospel reading today. It will at times be difficult to love the person who is difficult, to give them all the respect and honour and benefits we might give ourselves or those who are naturally our friends. It may be really hard work at times, but probably not as hard as getting crucified. We are to be merciful, to love mercy, to make mercy a priority, even with a difficult person, but more so with a difficult person. What is mercy? Compassion, kindness, sympathy, understanding, generosity, leniency, forbearance, grace. These are actually what God has given to us and what he asks us to give to others, even those who don't seem to deserve it. Hey, do any of us deserve it? Walking humbly with our God is about having the humility to realize that God gives all this without any of us deserving it. That is the gospel, the good news. We have no right to withhold that mercy that God gives us from any others. We have no justification in treating even the most difficult person with anything other than grace. And doing right by that difficult person may also involve sticking up for them when someone else does not act righteously towards them. Now, we may be trying to act with grace towards that difficult person, but it takes courage, denying oneself even, to stick up for the person being spoken against, or to challenge the lies spoken to pull someone else down. We may even end up being regarded as difficult people ourselves if we do that. Or we may change the culture, change the atmosphere, so that others around us begin to behave more graciously, so others may learn to control their tongue around us and others in the group. So what do we do now? How do we make a commitment to doing justly, loving mercy, and walking humbly with our God? We can begin by doing what Jesus calls us to do continually. Repenting and believing the good news of his kingdom come. Resolving to turn away from anything that we are convicted about. And accepting that as we turn to God and his ways, as we confess our failure to love each other as he has loved us, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then as part of that decision to turn away from any wrongdoing, we need to turn true obedience to what God requires. We can even be involved in, with God in building up the body of Christ, as I spoke about a couple of weeks ago, building up the temple of the Holy Spirit by encouraging one another and doing good, and doing justly, loving mercy, and walking humbly with our God. And then there are also consequences every time one does not act justly and love mercy. There are people who are hurt. Even people you find difficult do not deserve bad behavior and are harmed by it. The hardest part of repentance is to make right where wrong has been done, to ask another for forgiveness, and to express regret for having done something against another. Only then can their forgiveness of you restore that relationship. The vestry, in commending this verse to us as something we are jointly to own and work towards as St. Matthew's Church, is making a big ask. God is making a big ask of us. As we've been helped to reflect on ourselves as a church in the parish review and meetings, behaviours have been revealed that are contrary to what God says he requires in this verse. Will we take this on? Or will we put it in the too hard basket and say, this is making life too difficult for the members of this church? It will involve change. In our gospel reading today, we heard Jesus bringing out the realities of what he faced to his disciples, that he was going to the cross. And Peter rebuked him for it. This is too hard. Then Jesus brought out just how hard it really was for his followers. I'm only trying to bring out the realities of what this verse in Micah implies for us in our situation today. I may not have expressed this perfectly, but I believe these are the realities we face. They may make me a difficult person, too uncompromising, too challenging. But I believe following Jesus is also challenging, but has eternal consequences. Now, I choose for working towards this goal as set out in Micah 6:8, and you can choose as you will.